Hi everyone. Today I will introduce a new Apache incubating project to you called Apache IoTDB, Internet of Things Database. This is the outline. And IoTDB is proposed from Tsinghua University and donated to Apache Foundation community at 18 November 2018. Now most guys in the community are actually Chinese guys, and it is quite a fresh community. And initially, only some staffs and students in Tsinghua University devoted for it, but now some other Chinese companies and other universities also join with us. And in this picture, the pragmatic man's company refers to Julian. For me, I was a PhD student in Tsinghua and then a postdoc in Tsinghua once again, and now I'm also assistant research still in Tsinghua. Though I have no experience that working in some companies, but I really worked for managing time series data for several years. From 2012, I began to use Apache Cassandra to store time series data, and so before developing IoTDB, my favorite Apache project is Cassandra, but now it absolutely is IoTDB. Julian is the first committer who is not in the commercial committer after IoTDB entered into the incubator, and he is also the first release manager of IoTDB and gave the community many helps. Okay, let's see why we developed IoTDB. As we know, the first industrial revolution is coming, and different countries call the revolution different names. For example, in Germany, it's called Industrial 4.0, but in China and in America, it is called Industrial Internet. Anyway, the data plays the most important role in this revolution. There are many kinds of industrial data. For example, the enterprise data, most of them are unstructured data, and the machine data. Among these data, the machine data is the largest. It is because that enterprise data is generated by humanity, but the machine data is generated by the machinery. Human needs sleep, human needs have holiday, human needs to eat, but machine can generate data 7 times 24 hours if we just give the machine the power. This is a simple process to manage time series data. We need to collect the data first and then save the data locally or temporarily, or directly send the data via the network. Then a database is needed to process the data and support queries and analysis. Currently, there are some Apache projects to serve the above process, but we consider there are still some challenges. First, the industrial devices generate time series data at a high frequency. For example, a wind turbine may collect 500 data points per second and keep working 7 times 24 hours. And second, because the machines such as excavator and the wind turbine are working on maybe plateau or deep forest or some other bad environment. So it is hard to guarantee that there's no out-of-order data, no wrong data. It is because sometimes the network is unstable, and sometimes the machine has malfunction. Third, different sensors on a device may have different frequency, and different devices have different sensors because their models differ. So if we use a relational table to store the data, we have to align the data which has the same timestamp as a row. For example, we can consider the timestamp as a primary key. Then we will get a quite sparse table, and I will show this kind of table in my demonstration. Okay, let's look at the query. There are various query requirements for time series data. Firstly, when we read data, we always need to read both the timestamp and the value. And in many cases, if we read more than one time series data, we need to align the data according to the timestamp. Second, aggregation query or downsampling query is very important for the time series data. For example, if an application just needs to visualize the data, then it only needs to get at most 1024 points to plot the curve on screen. So the raw data, maybe the raw, we collect raw data very frequently, but the raw data is too dense for this application. And we can use aggregation operations to downsample the data. Third, we may want to find the some similar subsequence in the database, or we may want to split a long series into some sub-series to according to the whether the machine or the device is in the working status. If so, we can calculate the price work duration time, or get the average fuel cost, or get average speed, and so on. And now more and more data analysis applications appear. To fit the requirements, many applications use an ETL process to transfer data from the database into a column file format like Parquet or RC file. However, exporting the data from a database and then writing the data into another file format is time-consuming. Therefore, we want to find a time series database to handle large volume of time series data with a high throughput, low cost for storing the data on disk, and low latency for query. We also want the system supporting fast aggregation and other operations, and if we can skip the ETL process, it will be better. There are three solutions for managing time series in database area now. One is relational database, and one is NoSQL, and the last one is time series native databases. Using relational database, we have to do sharding and sharding every day to get the better performance and avoid the limitation of the schema. And we have to face the sparse table and some other issues. Using NoSQL, we have to bear the poor performance when executing some complex queries, because most key value store only support put and get and part of filter operations in native. And some time series databases are based on the relational database or NoSQL. They are more friendly to users for managing time series data, but hard to break the performance limitations. And the current there are some native time series databases, but they also have their disadvantage because they can hardly meet the time series data management requirements in some industrial scenario, we think. For example, when we use InfraDB, we found that the system throws exceptions if the ingestion speed is too fast. But we have to face that scenario in industrial applications. And for another thing, InfraDB lacks an open-source distributed version, which makes it impossible in some applications. Okay, let's have an overview of Apache IoTDB. So to meet the above requirements, we built a time series database called IoTDB. IoTDB focuses on time series data management and has outstanding performance. A single server with IoTDB can manage tens of millions of time series and trillions of data points on a single node, and tens of terabytes of data, and also support current big data analytics software. Okay, the logo. This is the IoTDB logo. This logo is designed by a student in our lab, and the icon on the left represents the Internet of Things. We can find that there are a lot of dots around the icon, and they are connected together as a nest. And the font of IoTDB looks like a runner, so it means IoTDB has a faster speed. And after we come Las Vegas and in Flamingo Hotel, my mate Jinrui told me maybe we can change the icon to the Flamingo bird commemorating the first appearance of IoTDB in ApacheCon, and for fitting Apache and big data's culture, because we know many projects use animals as their icon. like Hadoop use Elephant, Hive use Bee, and PRC4X use Palm Simulator. And for connecting, and this icon can also connecting everything because means represent the means of connecting everything because there are two birds in this picture, and it can represent the love. It looks like the heart, but this is a joke. At least now you would not change the logo. Overall, LTDB has the following features. Firstly, it has high performance for data ingestion and provides high compression ratio for saving disk space and I/O. Secondly, its latency remains low when querying on terabytes of data, and it supports time range query with value filter and supports fast aggregation. Third, it supports many time series exclusive operations, such as time series segmentation and the subsequence matching, but many of these are in developed. We also integrate LTDB with many systems, for example, MATLAB for traditional introduction analysis, Spark for and MapReduce for big data analysis, and Grafana for visualization, and Kafka and RocketMQ for data ingestion. This is the architecture of LTDB. We provide two interfaces to users. The first one is the file level interface, as shown as the the color is not clear. I show the blue color in the picture. Users can save time series data as a TS file directly, rather than using a database interface. TS file is a file format, and it is optimized for time series. It plays the role of file layer of LTDB. TS file can be recognized directly by Spark and MapReduce, so that users can use this big data system analysis software to analyze the data. And the second one is the database level interface. Users can use SQL to write data in and read data from LTDB. And LTDB will organize the data as TF file format on disk locally. And now LTDB can also save the data on HDFS directly for further analysis. What is more, we provide a sync model to allow some LTDB instances synchronizing their data into another LTDB instance. It is quite useful to collect data from many factories and then collect them into a single data center. For example, if a company has many factories around the world, and all these factory can have a LTDB instance, and this LTDB instance are individuals. But using the synchronized model, we can collect all the data together into only one LTDB data instance to build a data warehouse. LTDB schema is quite different with other systems. There are three concepts: the device, the environment, and the time series. A device is a machine instance, for example, my car, my iPhone, and so on. If we use vehicle management as an example, we can use the country, the state, and the place number to represent a vehicle. And a measurement, or we can call it a metric, is a variable that users are interested in. For example, vehicle's speed, the phone's remaining power, and so on. A device can have many measurements. For example, I remember yesterday someone said that a smart meter may have more than 100 measurements, and he called them variables rather than measurements. In our applications, a wind turbine has more than 500 measurements, and a train has more than 3,000 measurements. So given a device and a measurement, we call its data from a time series. Therefore, the device and the measurement name form the time series ID, and we use a path that concatenated by dot to represent it. To help organizing the devices, we propose a new concept called storage group. If some devices have similar measurements, we can assign these devices into a storage group. But remember that we do not require that all the devices in a third group have the same measurements. Actually, we can map our schema into other systems. For example, suppose we have three time series as shown in the top line, the top three line. The bold black string root dot Cadillac XT5 is the storage group name, and the black and the red color strings are device names, and the blue strings are two measurements. If we treat it as a relational table, then we can consider the storage group name as a table name, and the words in the device names form the country and the state and the device name columns in the table to represent the devices, and the measurements field remain and the speed are two value columns, and there's another column called timestamp. If we treat it as Cassandra table, we can consider the country and the state and the device name columns as the partition key, and the timestamp as the clustering key, and the field remain and the speed column as the value columns. And if we treat it as other time series database schema like InfluxDB, ChaosDB, OpenTSDB, then the first three columns are tags in this database, and while the last two columns are fields in this database. And the table name is called measurement in InfluxDB. The term is the same with us, but the meaning is different. One more thing, when we treat the schema as a relational table, the two cells in the table are always null because the devices has no such measurement in the field remain. LTDB provides a SQL interface to simplify how to use LTDB. We can create a time series, insert data, delete data, and support many queries. For example, in this slide, we have time range filter, and this is the frequency of the time series filter, but this is undeveloped, and aggregation operations and the group by time interval operations. InfraDB has a similar query operation. We can use that operation to implement the downsample. And currently, LTDB supports these data types and Boolean, long, float, double, and string. And we are going to implement the GPS data type and the array to let LTDB fit more scenarios. This is our command line, and I will show the software later. Okay, this is the format of TS file, which is a column file and one of the main technology of in LTDB. We use a columnar store to reduce the disk IO and improve the compression ratio. We implement and propose some encoding methods to let the compression better. Actually, TS file is quite similar with Parquet, but it has better performance because we have some optimization for time series data. Let's see the difference. On the left top, it is Parquet's format. And the TS file is inspired from Parquet. So the concept in TS file and Parquet are similar, as you see tomato and I see tomato. But this concept in TS file has its definition. For example, the trunk group in TS file is similar with the row group in Parquet. But in TS file, a trunk group only stores the data that belongs to the same device instance. And the trunk structure is similar with the column in Parquet, and the trunk only stores the data that belongs to one device and one measurement. The concept of the page is the same, but there are some detailed differences. The first thing is that in each page, we do not only store the measurements values, but also their timestamps. It is because the timestamps is always be read along with the values. So in this way, when reading one time series data, we do not need to seek on the disk and do not need to use repeat and duplication fields in Parquet to align the row. And by reducing the disk seek IO, the performance is improved. Second, because we know the data is time series data, therefore the page and trunk header can contain more useful information, such as the minimum and maximum value and, in a trunk or in a page, and the timestamps range in the page or in the trunk. Using this info, we can accelerate the query filter. Third, the file metadata is also changed, because one file may have many time series, maybe millions of time series. So we may unable to load all the metadata in memory. So we use two levels metadata now. And we do not use Swift protocol to serialize data in TS file. It is because LTDB is ORTP system, and we need to repair the data file if the process is shut down abnormally. So we need to know what is the mean of each byte in the file. After if there's a broken TS file, we can fix it and append the new data at the tail of the file. However, it is hard to do that using Parquet. But this is another representation to show the difference. We can see in our one trunk, we have not all the time and value together. And TS file implements a list of encoding technology for different data types. We adopt a delta of delta encoding called time series 2DIF that stores time series and the data. By calculating the delta of delta, the DIF value is very small, and then we can use maybe 1 or 2 or 3 bits to store them, rather than 8 bits. But the compression will fail if there are outlier points or the data sampling frequency is irregular. Because if there are outliers, the delta of delta may be very large. And this scenario is very common in industrial application. So we further design an adaptive version of TS2DIF encoding, which can encode time series with outliers and or missing points efficiently by split the page or add some fake points in it. For integers with sequential repeated value, we adopt IRE, namely run-length encoding. It encodes the repeated sequence by storing only a single value and its count. It's also common in industrial scenarios. And bitpacking is another implemented encoding which try to store integer values by using compact bits rather than 4 bits. 32 bits. For floating data, we implement Gorilla. It is proposed by Facebook. And after encoding sequence into binary array, we further compress it with some well-known compression algorithms like snapping. The left is a part of SQL that LTDB supports, and we propose some indexes to accelerate queries. For example, on the right side, on the right bottom is index called PISA, P-I-S-A. PISA index can let LTDB get the aggregation result in a few milliseconds on billions of data points. Actually, it is a pre-computer technology. And these are two indexes for supporting find the subsequence among the whole time series data set. The left is for streaming data, and the right is for find the subsequence among the historical time series. LTDB can be deployed for a variety of purposes. Sometimes we can only use TS file to store data, and sometimes we can use LTDB to support complex queries. And we can deploy LTDB or TS file on embedded devices like a Raspberry Pi, on a computer in a factory, and deploy LTDB cluster on a data center. So in different scenarios, LTDB or TS file plays different roles. Okay, let's see how to use LTDB and work with other systems. In this picture, we show how to collect data, use different softwares, and how to use LTDB's different API to do different things. Firstly, we can use JDBC and SQL language to write data. before REST data, we need to set search first, set search group first, like a create a table, and then create time series to declare the time series data type and which encoding method you want to use. And then we can use insert into clause to REST data. And if we embarrass the performance, we can use raw level API to skip parsing the SQL. It is far efficient and introduced in the latest version, 0.9 version. And this is how to use the result set of JDBC for querying data. And we have integrated IoTDB into Grafana by using a simple JSON plugin. So it's very simple to saving data and then visualize data. And by using JDBC, we can let MATLAB read data from IoTDB and do some mathematical analysis. And this is how to use Spark to analyze the data in TS file. In this example, users can write Spark SQL rather than the IoTDB SQL. And currently, IoTDB is written by Java and its API are Java API, but the RPC layer of IoTDB is implemented by Apache Swift. So I think it's easy to get another language's API. And so we want to let IoTDB to be a part of the IoT ecosystems. We have some example source codes to use IoTDB along with other systems. The red bottom, for example, the red bottom is a distance measuring sensor, and this is a PRC, and this is a Raspberry Pi. We install the IoTDB in the Raspberry Pi and use PRC4J to collect data from the sensor through the PRC across to get the data of the sensor. And we also try to consume data from MQTT server and then manage data. We have tried EMQX, it's also an open source MQTT server. Okay, let me have a very simple demonstration, because I do not take the PRC in here, so I will use my laptop as to simulate a data source. Okay, let me start the. Wait a minute. Let me start IoTDB first. Okay, this is our source code. Okay. And we can start the IoTDB. And now we can start the client. And we can show time series. There's no time series now. Then before we write data into the IoTDB, we need to create a table. I mean, set a third group first. You can see this. Okay, let's show time series. There's a third group now. And we have a data generator. This program collects the memory cost and CPU cost of my laptop, and then writes the data into IoTDB. We use create time series to create the data automatically, and then insert the data into IoTDB. Okay, that's right. And actually, this demo has many ways to collect data and write data into IoTDB. For example, we can collect collect data into Kafka, into LTP directly, into EMQX, and then write data, write data from, consume data from Kafka, and then write data into LTDB, or consume data from MemQTT server, MQX, and then write data into LTDB. But here I just demo the LTDB directly. Okay, firstly, we create many time series and insert the data here, and the frequency is 10 seconds per second, per point. Now, if we show time series root.app, we can find that there are many time series now, and if we can use stacks from, for example, the CPU. Yeah, we can get the APP, the system CPU, but if we want to find the not only the system CPU, but also the process CPU, we can write like this. Okay, now we get two columns, the system CPU and the process CPU. It means we can use any string in the pass. Or we can write it from root. The Olin has a CPU if we select. There's more data in this way. Many data. And this is how to use command line to query data. And we can also use Spark SQL to get data. For example, if in this way we just need to write the program like this, Spark read format ltdb.ts file, and then we can get a table like this. I forgot to change the TS file name. Okay, let's flush data. There's a TS file like this. Name's this one. Okay, we can see this file. Now we have converted the LTDB schema into a relational table in Spark to use a data frame or data set or RDD like this. Actually, we can also align all time series according to the their timestamp together like this. In this way, we will get a very wide column because all the time series, no matter which device it belongs to, are aligned by the timestamp. And I will show how to use Grafana to realize the data. It's very easy. For example, we write a Grafana connector here, and the this connector will write data from MyOTDB by using this URL and provide a connector service by this port. Will be quick. And if we use localhost, and firstly we need to choose the data source. The data source is simple JSON, and we just click the input the URL here, and this is my data. It's okay. And now we can create a dashboard. Create a finger to show the data like this, and we can get all the time series here. For example, the process CPU, system CPU. Okay, it's over there. It lasts 5 minutes. Okay. Now, if so, a very simple application is finished. Let's see the performance. This is LTP has a faster speed and read speed can reach to six million data points per second per node. But this version is 0.7. It is latency version before LTP enter the Apache foundation. And we can see this is the DB's performance, and when there are too many time servers in FlyDB, will fail many times. And this is the performance of the version 0.7, and it has 3 times faster than FlyDB and OpenTSDB. And recently, my mates do a new performance that these days for the. Our IoTDB's latest version is 0.8, but this experiment is for 0.9 snapshot because we have a raw interface API in the new version. And there are totally 100,000 time series and 10 billion data points in this experiment. I think the experiment result needs to be double-checked, but we can have a preview now. In this experiment, LTDB shows the greater compression than others. We compared LTDB with 4 other databases. InfraDB is a native time series. I think many people know that. And TOSDB is a new time series database in China. And TimescaleDB is based on PostgreSQL. And CarsDB uses Cassandra. All these systems are deployed on OneNode. This is the read performance of LTDB, and it is far better than existing time series database. But actually, I cannot imagine this version of LTDB has so much improvement. So I will double check it once again after the conference. And for aggregation query performance, it is also fast, and we can see that InfraDB fails in this case when there are too many data. And this is the time range query. In this experiment, LTP is not the best, and we are thinking about how to improve the query performance. Okay, let's see some use case quickly. We have applied LTP to some real situations. For example, we helped Chinese Meteorological Administration to build the next generation of big data platform, and there are many kinds of meteorological data, and a kind of data is generated by the meteorological stations, and there are 150,000 meteorological stations in China, and each station collects more than 100 metrics or measurements, and reports the data to the data center every 5 minutes. Now we use LTDB to replace MySQL to manage this part of data. And for other parts of data, they are managed by Cassandra now. We use LTDB to replace SQL Server in Tianyuan company, also a Chinese company, to help managing the devices built by Komatsu in Japan. And this application, we manage about 200,000 devices, and each device can generate up to 5,488 measurements. Though they just collect data at the frequency of per minute, but the data points can reach to 1.5 trillion points per day. And we use LTDB to, recently we use LTDB to replace CarsDB in Shanghai metro management in China. In this application, LTDB manages 300 railway trains, and each train collects about 3,200 measurements every 200 milliseconds. So there are about 400 billion points per day. We can say we use just one LTDB instance to replace 9 CarsDB and the Cassandra cluster. And the final application will be introduced by Julian.
Thank you. I guess some of you who attended to my talk yesterday will recognize this image. I mean, basically this is in IT tracks, there are lots about edge computing, and I just copied over this, how we do it in the cloud usually, and this is the first idea how we do it in the edge, just take what works. Usually it is a bit like that. You have Kafka at the beginning for several reasons, but mostly as buffer, because of course we will never want to lose data. Then you have some kind of speed layer, some stream processing, and then you have some kind of archive storage, basically, and especially when considering edge applications or IP applications, then usually there's some kind of cloud involved. And there are issues, Roman especially told us yesterday about it, sometimes you lose connection for days or weeks or months, and then you're back on. And basically the really nice thing about IoTDB is that it fits for three purposes here, very, very natively, I would say. At first, it's a pretty easy buffer to use. You simply, it's so fast, and it can just operate on files. Shandong did not tell a lot about that, but basically, you can just use it as a file RP, so there's no daemon involved, no other service running on this constrained device, but just you dumping stuff to the file system. So you can use it kind of as a replacement for a simple buffer like Kafka is. On the other hand, because it compresses so well, it's also suitable to just keep it in there as a long-time storage at the edge. And you can then automatically batch insert it into your cloud, so you just ship some files that are sliced like 50 megabyte or 2 megabyte or 200 megabyte, and just ship them over there. And then here you can have an IPDB server running. And then you have all those nice possibilities to query data or do some analysis on it. So it fits excellent, I would say, into this edge computing stuff, because really, you only have like one system and you can use it on file based on the edge, and then later on, as soon as you decide to just insert it into some kind of cloud storage or real database application, basically, and then you're good to go for analysis.
Okay. Thank you, Julia. Yeah. And finally. This is final slide.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to say, because LTDB is a very young community, we really, really help want to more persons can join us, can use LTDB, can give up feedbacks. And recently LTDB is version 0.8 is released, and this is the first version of Apache version, and we think the next version will be better and better. Thank you. And any questions?
So if we have to use it as like general purpose database, right, which we have a timestamp and some other attributes apart from the express, like some kind of string, how general purpose is this database, like if you more or less
I think We propose LTDB initially for industrial application, but I think time series data is not just appear in industrial scenarios, but also many applications. For example, like what I say, that's why we want to support more data types here. For example, we can if the data has a timestamp, we can say it's a time series data. And if your query, most of your query are for the time range value, time range filter, I think it could be good if you use LTDB. And you can see we say we want to support some complicated type like array. So if in this way we can say maybe manage the unstructured data or some other data, and then LTDB can place more powerful utilities, I think.
So what about geospatial data?
Geospatial data. That's why I want to say the GPS, because I have contact with some companies in China for the UPS or in America. They have many trajectory data, and I think trajectory data is one of the most important in the future. Yeah. We hope to currently you can store the data in LTDB, but you have to split the longitude and the latitude, split them rather than save them together. And currently LTDB has no spatial index for that. But actually 2 years ago our lab has developed a spatial index, and we have compared it with GeoMesa. The performance is good, but we have not implemented it on LTDB. Maybe it can be implemented in the future, I think. Okay.
So I think what you were suggesting earlier is like if you implement this on the edge, you don't have to implement the entire thing. So like you just sort of place it in a file structure, right? And then it's synced back to the IoTDB server, is that right?
Actually, we want to put deploy IoTDB in some embedded devices in the edge. But because IoTDB is written by Java, and many edge cannot run Java applications, and that's why I asked Chris yesterday, Justin, can the menu to run Java applications. That's why I asked him. So, if your embedded device like Raspberry, I think it is okay to run IoTDB. And
so what if you have that constraint though? What if you only have 32K of storage?
Oh, okay. If you only have 32K, I think currently LTDB can not do that. But actually, we have the TS file model has implementation by Golang language, and it is implemented by the Lenovo company, not us. But it's compatible with LTDB's TS file. I think maybe if you just want to save data on edge efficiently and support some simple query, I didn't show that actually TS file has also, like Parker, TS file also has some interface for query data, not read data from the head to the tail. Maybe you can use TS file to on the edge, but just maybe I haven't tried TS file on so resource limited devices.
But that's design, right? Like, so you capture your time series data into this file and then replicate it back to somewhere over here.
Yeah.
Right, so at the end of the day, I guess we can capture it into anything. It's just if you capture it into TS file, you have less work to do later.
Yeah.
the idea is quite obvious. I mean, similar to Parquet, there are, the free specification of the implementation in many languages, and definitely makes sense for probably to implement one in C or C++ to like have a very efficient for I mean, not if you have some K, because there's, you cannot store data, basically.
You mean a minute application running a PLC for C adapter writing a TS file on edge?
This doesn't make sense. Yet.
Why doesn't it make sense?
But I think it's harder to implement because TLPLC has no storage, right? It has some, just have some, I don't know how to say it, it's just going to. Okay, more questions?
One more question, if you have questions, we thought time is done. If you have more questions, you can talk to yourself offline.
Okay, thank you.